It sounds good to me. I think when we first talked about it, you were saying, well, it's maybe a little country rock, Eagles style, but with a gospel message. And I'd say, yeah, I would kind of identify it like that. And I'm sure there are other influences on you, on your writing and your performing style. Would you say the Eagles were formative, or are there other groups that may have been just as influential?
Yeah, I think you can hear... And it's funny, these were written on an acoustic guitar at my home, and they took their own lives in the studio as there was input from other instrumentalists and vocalists. And what you'll hear, there's definitely influence from some secular groups, also influence from some Christian artists.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to run down what I think you'll hear, you'll hear the Eagles sound, you'll hear a little Crosby, Stills, Nash. You'll hear some of the America, a group called America, Jackson Browne, James Taylor. There's a ballad on there, which we'll talk about in a little bit, that I wrote for my mother, and that's almost like a Dan Fogelberg mm-hmm. ballad. When it comes to the Christian influences, Rich Mullins, the late Rich Mullins, Michael W. Smith, Third Day, Caveman's Call, these are all groups that are out now that... definitely had an influence on the writing and the instrumental.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We've talked about it, so let's listen to it. And so here it is. This is the first track on your CD. It's entitled In Your Hands. And let's give this a listen to and let our listeners listen to that as well.